Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff that we could have gotten to yesterday, probably could have gotten to the day before that we just never got to. We had a What a great lineup all morning long yesterday. We had Tulsi Gabbard on this show. We had Brian Massard on this show talking about his conversations with RFK Jr. He's a rancher out of Dillon, and he told us yesterday, he said, RFK is going to come to Montana. Man, that'd be huge. Judge Dan Wilson dropped in. Troy Downing, candidate for Congress in the Eastern Congressional District, dropped in. Then we had John Jackson, the Joker, a whole bunch of phone calls, and then that incredible University of Montana student athlete slash student journalist who joined us in the 9 o'clock hour. She was so well spoken and just shared some great stories too. It was so fun hearing, you know, how she became this track athlete. She'd do bets down at the football game. She'd race the other little kids, even the boys, and she'd bet them $2 a race. And if she beat them, she won the $2. It was such a fun interview chatting with her, but also powerful to hear her words talking about why would we accept a paid political endorsement from John Tester? Why would, I mean, you couldn't even pay these female student athletes at the University of Montana to endorse John Tester. She asked a couple of really good questions. She said, okay, so you want us to endorse you. You want to pay us to endorse you, but where's our endorsement? Why aren't you going to endorse us as women student athletes? Wasn't that just a great question, the way she mentioned that? It's like, no. No, you're the guy who's supposed to be standing up for us. You're the guy who's supposed to be representing us. You're the one who's supposed to be endorsing us as student athletes here in Montana, as women, was the point that she made here. Oh, but you want to endorse us? In fact, you're so desperate for us, or you want us to endorse you. In fact, you're so desperate for female athletes in Montana to endorse you that you've got some dark money group offering to pay these female student athletes to endorse you. And they're like, you can't even pay us to endorse you because you voted to take away our opportunities. You voted against women's sports. You voted against girls' sports opportunities. You voted to allow men to take our trophies away. Why would we endorse you when you don't endorse us and our opportunities? Very powerful words from this University of Montana student athlete, Lily Meskers. And man, we gotta plan a trip back to Missoula and go say hi to her down at the press box there. She's working her way through college as well. And a lot of you are talking about, hey, go tip your waitress and, leave her a extra big tip. And then write on there, you know, hey, if you vote for Trump, oh, by the way, if you vote for Tim Sheehy, no tax on tips because the Republicans in the Senate, Senator Steve Daines already introduced that legislation. So anyway, there's a good idea for you. You know, you can go down to the press box in Missoula, and if Lily Meskers is your waitress, you can leave a really nice tip for her. And tell her thanks for serving your table. And anyway, and also give a nice thank you to one of these young student athletes for standing up for what is right, for reporting the truth. Anyway, back after this.
Securing America.
The continuing tension in the Middle East and the third anniversary of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan has once again highlighted the military's ongoing challenge and fight against terrorism. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder.
Our focus continues to be, broadly speaking, on working with allies and partners throughout the world, and to include Central Asia, as I highlighted, on promoting regional security and stability and safeguarding U.S. national security interests.
The U.S. has two aircraft carrier groups, the Teddy Roosevelt and the Abraham Lincoln, in the Middle East, just in case. Ryder says if and when there is a threat,
we've shown that we will not hesitate to take action to keep America safe, as evidenced by CENTCOM's recent strike in Syria, which killed the senior leader of an al-Qaeda-associated group.
General Ryder says the bottom line is,
we are laser-focused on defending our citizens from terrorist threats.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some partial sun in some areas today, we'll see a few showers and thunder showers around the region as temperatures will stay back in the upper 60s for highs in Bozeman, mid-70s in Billings. For tonight, skies clear out across the region as temperatures will head back in the lower 40s in Bozeman to the upper 40s around 50 in Billings. Then we'll see mainly sunny conditions for Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I see a longtime Capitol reporter, Mike Dennison. He shared this story, and I've been seeing all the press releases out of the U.S. Attorney's Office as well. So the Biden U.S. Attorney's Office just went after St. Peter's Hospital in Helena, Montana. Here's the headline that Mike Dennison shared. St. Peter's agrees to pay $10.8 million to settle federal investigation. So a hospital in Helena, apparently they were being prosecuted under the False Claims Act. And so now they've got to pay out $10.8 million. Apparently they had a bad doctor there. Who was, responsible for this. So, unfortunately, the whole hospital is now going to suffer as a result. And, the whole crew there. But a hospital in Helena losing $10.8 million because of the False Claims Act. And I just had to kind of be like, wow, false claims at a hospital in Helena. That reminds me of when Mike Cooney made up his false claims about a freezer morgue being located outside of a hospital in Helena. You guys remember that one, right? Remember who Mike Cooney is? Mike Cooney, by the way, what a phony. What a fraud. He always pretended to be this nice guy. He pretended to be this moderate. Oh, hey, it's Mike Cooney. Hey, Mike, hey. You know, and it was like, oh, hey, yeah, Mike, yeah. Always seemed... Man, he really exposed himself for being such a phony in that 2020 election, didn't he? It's like, wow, that guy pretended to be a nice guy for how many years? 40, 50 years? How many years was Mike Cooney hanging around Helena, just, you know, leeching off the system, just leeching off of taxpayer dollars? And what did he accomplish in those 40 years, by the way? I mean, other than lining his own pockets and his own ego. Right? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, my goodness. And so it's like, but remember, he really exposed himself in 2020. You know, he and his and Bullock at the time were the ones locking down Montana, you know, issuing these insane, absurd lockdowns and mask mandates and everything. And I mean, you want to talk about false claims? When will the media be sued for all their false claims? Remember, they were the ones with their false claims propping up school shutdowns, their false claims and their false reporting where they were pushing these COVID lockdowns and these mask mandates and shutting down Montana businesses. They were all in on the false claims. Why aren't they being prosecuted under the False Claims Act? Look at all the false claims against Donald J. Trump. Why aren't his opponents being prosecuted under the False Claims Act? Heck, Adam Schiff is going to be a United States senator, most likely, out of California now. He's being rewarded for his false claims. But yeah, back in I think it was 2020, Mike Cooney jumps on Twitter, now known as X, and he, you know, because they're trying to say, oh, look at how awful ever. Actually, it must have been 2021 because maybe it was when he was, he was out of office by then. And so he had to blame everything on the newly elected Republicans. And so he's like, oh, COVID's getting so bad. They've got a freezer morgue truck here outside the hospital in Helena. He did the selfie photo and everything. And some in the fake news media jumped on board with this. And then even after it was called out that, no, that wasn't a freezer morgue. That was a mobile MRI truck where you could get an MRI. The last I checked, this was a few months ago now, Cooney never even deleted his false claim. He never even deleted the fake news tweet. And even the one of the Lee newspaper's Capital reporters, you know, after this was exposed that this was a false claim, couldn't even straight out come and say that this was a false claim. Instead of correcting the error, issuing a retraction on the fake news that they shared, that Cooney was sharing, they instead tried to muddle the response. Well, yeah, it wasn't really a freezer morgue, but it could have been. It could have been. I mean, give me a break, you know. And all these false claims. But you know, the hospital's got to spend $10.8 million for one doctor and false claims. But, you know, the fake news media and all their false claims, Mike Cooney and the Democrats and all their false claims, no, don't ever expect them to be prosecuted under the False Claims Act. Let's see. Where do we go next? We got a lot of things to talk about here this morning. false claims. I don't know if you'd call it false claims, but boy, what a turn of events. You know, they've been joking for the last 2 weeks that, you know, in no time, you're going to see Kamala Harris. She's going to have a red Make America Great Again hat on. She's going to be wearing Trump socks. She's doing everything she can to make it look like she supports all these Trump policies. And, you know, she stole, speaking of the no tax on tips that we were talking about writing on the receipt for the waitresses earlier, she stole Donald Trump's policy proposal and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do no tax on tips. So here she is just trying to copycat every single one of Trump's policies. Well, now she's coming out and they're saying that Kamala Harris is going to build that wall, that Kamala Harris wants to build the wall on the southern border. This is no joke. She is just as phony as flip-flop, flat-top, two-faced John Tester, where you know, he's doing the same exact thing, hiding in the basement, never getting any tough questions from the media, never coming out, taking phone calls on radio shows like this from Montanans like you, and just lie about your position. Just pretend to be a pro-Trump MAGA Republican for another two or three months, and then you can go back to being the flaming liberal that you are, of course. Anyway, it's so phony. I'll play the audio. Jesse Waters had a great segment last night. He asked the question, does Kamala Harris even know what the Kamala Harris campaign is saying? We'll get to that and much more right after this, right here on Montana Talks.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, as livestock depredation continues, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced late last night that they'll be rounding up the mating pair and three pups that make up that Copper Creek pack. With more on this breaking story, here's our network's Rachel Gable.
CPW said the capture and relocation is underway with technical support from federal partners and as provided for in the 10J rule for depredating packs. CPW Director Jeff Davis said the decision to capture and relocate the pack was made with the careful consideration of multiple factors and feedback from different stakeholders. He said our options in this unique case were very limited, and this action is by no means a precedent for how CPW will resolve wolf-livestock conflict moving forward. Davis said the ultimate goal of the operation is to relocate the pack to another location while CPW assesses the best options for them to continue to contribute to the successful restoration of wolves in the state. The Middle Park stock growers have asked Director Davis repeatedly to manage this pack. Tim Richard, the group's president, told the Denver Gazette, the news is a step in the right direction. However, Grand and Summit County ranchers learned last week the next wolf release is planned for their counties, and CPW will not release information about where the Copper Creek pack will be re-released, adding, they said, to the many unknowns. CPW said they will provide more information and details at the conclusion of the operation. The mating pair, a female unofficially unidentified as 2312 and a male unofficially identified as 2309 are responsible for 9 sheep and at least 7 head of cattle depredated since April 2nd. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. And you can read more about this breaking wolf story out of Colorado by visiting us at westernagnetwork.com or checking us out on Facebook. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers, it's time for Superior Livestock Auction's Labor Day Sale. Wednesday, September 4th and Thursday, September 5th, 61,000 head of feeder cattle, weaned calves, calves on cows, beef, dairy crosses, and breadstocks sell from Superior's office and studio in Hudson Oaks, Texas. The cattle market is still as strong as ever and demand is excellent. Sale time is 7 a.m. Mountain each day. Watch the sale live on YouTube or Dish Network Channel 997. For more information, visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
Has your bank lost touch with your operation or doesn't seem well-versed in agriculture? Why not finance with people who understand your business? At Montana Livestock Ag Credit, we have a credit staff and a board of directors whose only business is agriculture. We've worked with our customers through the challenging times of dry weather and rising interest rates. Give me, Blake Hopman, a call at 1-800-332-3405 or visit us at ag-credit.com to learn more about who we are.
Well, according to AgriPulse, the USDA on Tuesday projected that the U.S. agricultural trade deficit will increase to $42.5 billion for fiscal 2025 as the fall in prices for corn, soybeans, and other commodities lowers their values. U.S. ag exports are estimated to total $169.5 billion. A drop of $4 billion from fiscal year 24, while USDA is forecasting that ag imports will increase by $8 billion to $212 billion for the fiscal year that starts on October 1st. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we had such a busy lineup for pretty much the entire morning yesterday. Great time, though. Man, just had so many great guests on the show. But I'm excited that today we don't have too many great guests on the show because that means our best guests out there get to be with us. That's the phone calls, your phone calls, 406-294-0970. And if you missed any of the 4 hours of the show yesterday, all 4 hours, Tulsi Gabbard, that young lady from the University of Montana, calling out John Tester for trying to his dark money operatives trying to buy endorsements from female athletes after voting against women's sports. All of that audio you can find on our Montana Talks app. Click the on-demand button, or, you know, even on Spotify, you know, podcast services, you can get our podcast there as well. Speaking of no tax on tips, that was one of the things that I had ready to roll for you a couple of days ago, but I never got to it. Montana Senator Steve Daines was on, did an interview with Breitbart News back at his house in the Gallatin Valley, and that topic specifically came up, so we've got permission to share Breitbart News audio with you. I'll get to that here in a second, but first, let's go to our next guest, one of our callers, Stephen Ballantyne. Great to hear from you.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Okay, right before you came on the 6 o'clock news break, whatever, says that Tampon Tim is going to campaign in front of a bunch of firefighters. Can you believe something like that? I mean, you really? I mean, I believe it with the Democrat Party, but who in their right mind being a firefighter that would even go in front of that man when their lives are put at risk and the first responders and stuff during all the rioting because all that's just smelled and tires burning. It's just absurd.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, on one hand, Democrats are very good for supporting firefighter jobs because they let these fires burn out of control. They let our forests turn into such a mess that we get too many of these massive wildfires. And then they don't want to nip them in the bud early on, and then they grow and turn into these massive fires that require these massive man camps. And so in a way, you know, it's kind of job security because of the disastrous environmental policy from the Democrats, right?
Right. Well, like I said, I just can't believe that, you know, put their lives at risk in Minneapolis, where he's at, and then expect them to throw a vote his way when he put them at risk, their lives and families. I just don't get it. I think people in this country, there's a lot of them that just, they need to go back to school and figure and get their priorities straight, my personal opinion.
That's a very good point you make here, is that we think of oftentimes it's the police that have to deal with the criminals. It's the police that have to deal with the fallout from all this crime. But no, you're right. Like, think about it. And a lot of us, especially in our Montana communities, the firefighters are the ones that get dispatched on all of these 911 calls and everything. So they have to deal with all the meth heads, and they have to deal with all this other crazy stuff, which is oftentimes why you'll see both law enforcement and firefighters on the same seat line there. Trump indicted again. It's like this revised indictment from this phony special prosecutor, Jack Smith. What a joke. And then also just, I don't know, strategically here, strategic move by the Democrats. Okay, all of your other indictments and your phony cases against Donald Trump only strengthen Donald Trump. So after you just got shot down by the United States Supreme Court, really, you're going to try this again? You're going to get this in the news again? You've only been helping Donald J. Trump with all this phony garbage. So I guess, well, good job, Jack Smith. Good job. Montana Senator Steve Daines, I mentioned I've got some audio that we'll share with you talking about no tax on tips here in just a second. But he released this statement as the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee regarding this latest indictment against President Donald J. Trump. He says, quote, "It is disgraceful that Democrats are continuing to use legal warfare against President Trump to distract from the Biden-Harris record of open borders, rising prices, and chaos around the world. The American people decide elections, not partisan prosecutors. They will see through this shameful partisan stunt and send President Trump back to the White House." Yeah, I like how he points out how it's a distraction from the chaotic policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And then, of course, you can throw in Tester in there, too. Jesse Waters had a couple of great segments last night on his program. Let me see. Oh, yeah, here we go. He shared this new ad featuring Kamala Harris versus herself, Kamala Harris.
Everyday prices are too high. Food, rent, gas, back to school clothes.
That is called Bidenomics.
A loaf of bread cost 50% more today. Brown beef is up almost 50%. There's not much left at the end of the month.
Bidenomics is working.
The price of housing has gone up. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead.
And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Yeah, there he goes. So as Waters pointed out, you could just have a debate between Kamala Harris and Kamala Harris. It would be a great debate alone. Yeah, it was a great segment. But actually, earlier on in that same program of Jesse Waters' primetime, he raised a very good question. Does Kamala Harris even know what the Kamala Harris campaign is saying? Because, yeah, apparently now Axios is reporting that Kamala Harris wants to build that wall, that Kamala Harris wants to build that border wall. Now, have we heard Kamala say that in her own words yet? We wouldn't be surprised, because she already is copying Trump's no tax on tips policies. And she really wants to win. She really wants to win. So like John Tester, she will say anything to get elected. She will pretend to be pro-Trump policies all across the board. She's so desperate, just like John Tester, to try to get elected. All right, that Jesse Waters clip, Senator Steve Daines with Breitbart News, that and more coming up right after this. Man, the time goes by quick.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. It's not a big number, but fire crews say they've been able to get a 5% containment on the huge Remington fire, which flashed across nearly 200,000 acres over the past week along the Montana-Wyoming border. As relief efforts continue to help the ranchers and small towns in the area, the Rosebud County Cattlewomen have been designated as the organization that will be handling all monetary donations to help residents of Rosebud, Bighorn, and Powder River counties. If you'd like to help, one of the best places to go is the Rosebud County Sheriff's Office Facebook page for all that information. Department. Following Tuesday's winds on the Sherratt Fire near Stevensville, attention is expected to turn to building more perimeter lines in anticipation of warmer conditions again this week. And while temperatures will be colder the next couple of days, Forest Service meteorologist Mark Loffenbein says it's not as cool on the mountain.
Fire is not on the valley floor, so we get that cool, moist air settling into the valley, and we feel a lot of humidity from that. But the fire is technically sitting in what's called a thermal belt, and that's an elevated area where it stays warmer and drier throughout the night.
At last word, no changes in the evacuation orders and warnings. In other news, St. Peter's Hospital will have to come up with $10 million in the next 30 days to meet the requirements of a legal settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice, which accused it of allowing a doctor to submit false claims for payment. U.S. Attorney for the District of Montana, Jesse Laslovich, announced the settlement yesterday, saying it would resolve allegations the hospital allowed one of its oncologists to violate the False Claims Act over a five-year period ending in 2020. The DOJ said the hospital knew or should have known about the problem, but also praised St. Peter's for voluntarily disclosing the conduct. City leaders in Belgrade are assuring residents the town has plenty of water. It's just a problem of getting water to customers through an aging water system. A solution is on the horizon, though. Tuesday, the city began developing two new ground wells, which are expected to provide a 50% jump in water supplies. But in the meantime, soaring demand is forcing the city to restrict lawn watering between 5 a.m. and 6 for the rest of this season. Missoula leaders say it's a sign of the times as the city council approves a major change allowing police and firefighters to live further outside the city, up to 60 miles, all in an effort to give them more options to find a home they can afford. The cooler weather probably has you feeling energized, and the same can be said for our wildlife here in the Northern Rockies. Yellowstone National Park managers are issuing their annual call for people to give bull elk plenty of room as the big animals get more aggressive this time of the year. Rangers remind visitors the law says they have to stay at least 25 yards away and to get moving yourself if an elk should approach you.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit MontanaStateNews.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
At LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, before I get to the no tax on tips audio here, I got a message from Evan in Belt, and then I want to give you some MontanaTalks.com headlines here. Evan in Belt says this regarding that big story that we shared with you, that female student athlete at the University of Montana did a bigger report on how they were offered paid political endorsements to endorse John Tester. But these female athletes at the University of Montana rejecting that paid political endorsement offer, and they cited the fact that John Tester voted to allow men and women's sports, that John Tester voted against women's sports as the reason why they rejected those paid political endorsement offers. Evan in Belt says this, "I don't get it that there are still people out there that would vote for corrupt politicians who try to buy off student athletes, use big social media platforms to hide critical health information, and gaslight people about climate change. But it does give me hope that courageous people are now stepping forward, and it looks like the scales are falling off and the walls are beginning to crumble on this unscrupulous government." Evan, thanks for that message. You can message us as well on the Montana Talks app or call into the show 406-294-0970. Here's a look at some of our other Montana Talks headlines, just to give you a sampling of some other stuff that's in the news here. This is a really cool one. Tommy O in Butte wrote this one for us. The Wall That Heals, a mobile Vietnam Veterans Memorial replica and education center, opens today at Father Sheehan Park after an escort route Tuesday afternoon, honoring all of our veterans, but especially our Vietnam veterans in the Butte area, made its way through town. This exhibit is free and will run through Sunday. It's open 24 hours a day and is a program of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. We've got the full schedule because they do have some special events, including taps that is played certain evenings. So check out that full schedule of the Wall That Heals in Butte right now as we speak. I'm very excited because I'm going to be doing some events in Butte on Friday, going to be going to some football games on Friday in Butte as well. So excited to be at Naranchi Stadium. And let's just say there's going to be some pork chops involved. Oh, you know it. You know it. There's going to be some pork chop sandwiches involved with our events this weekend. Looking forward to it. We'll be in Livingston before that, though, so that's going to be cool. Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. Thursday afternoon, actually, we're going to, just to confirm this, we're going to be passing out gift cards at Riverside Hardware. So we'll be at Riverside Hardware in Livingston Thursday afternoon, and then Thursday evening I'll be the MC for the Park County Lincoln Reagan Day dinner in Livingston. A bunch of the statewide and local candidates are going to be there, so that's going to be a great event. And then Friday morning, live show from Yellowstone Sporting Goods in Livingston. That's going to be fun, and we'll invite everybody to come down and join us for that. I'll be there 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., open microphones. Come on down, say hi. Join us on the mic if you want to, or if you know somebody who has something great to share with our statewide audience, tell them to come down and join us on the microphone. Even if they don't listen to this show, maybe they got a great story to share with our audience. Something to talk about. Let's see some of the other headlines here. Speaking of Butte, I saw a story. The Montana Standard is reporting that a female black bear was shot and killed on the Montana Tech campus. Yeah, we've got a story about how there was a bear sighting in Uptown Butte on our Montana Talks website. And now the Montana Standard reporting that black bear was shot and killed, but the bear cubs are still alive. So the cubs are still alive. Let's see. Tulsi Gabbard was on the show yesterday. I've got a story about that on our Montana Talks website. The full audio with that student athlete from the University of Montana that broke the big story, now getting national attention. That's on our Montana Talks website. Also, our producer, Travis. Hey, if you guys want to help out, you heard about the big Remington fire in eastern Montana and pushed into the southern end of Rosebud County. Travis's brother is actually a Rosebud County commissioner. But there is a donation program set up to help with repairs, help the victims of this Remington fire, massive fire that charred about 200,000 acres. That's the one, I believe, that started in northern Wyoming and then pushed into Montana. So if you can help out, if you want to help out, check that story out on our Montana Talks website. Also, want to say a big thank you to our friends at Stockman Bank. Stockman Bank has set up a fire relief fund with a $10,000 matching grant to assist those affected by the massive Remington fire. Let's see here. Brian Cooley, who is the Eastern Montana Regional Manager for Stockman Bank, said, quote, "Damage from the Remington fire has been devastating. Many in the area have lost land and livestock. As Montana's largest ag bank, we need to do what we can to help our neighbors who have lost so much of their livelihood to this fire, as well as support the firefighters, many from rural volunteer fire departments." So let's see how to donate. You can stop by any Stockman Bank location, or you can mail a check to Stockman Bank, care of the Remington Fire Relief Fund. They're asking you to mail those checks to Miles City, P.O. Box 250, P.O. Box 250 in Miles City, or I'm sure just get a hold of your local Stockman Bank, and they can get you pushed in the right direction there to help out with the Remington fire. Okay, no tax on tips. That's what President Trump called for months ago, back over 2 months ago. After he was chatting with a waitress in Las Vegas, Senator Steve Daines immediately jumped on that idea and introduced legislation in the United States Senate. Here's part of his conversation with Breitbart News.
You think about the working class struggling under the Biden economy, struggling with 20% inflation. Well, think about a 20% tip. Guess what? That kind of helps offset the impact of Joe Biden's economy, and it brings more people into the workforce, incentivizing people to work because we're not going to tax tips, incentivizing people to even do a better job in serving in a service economy like Las Vegas. You think about those working in the casinos, the cab drivers, the gig economy, waiters and waitresses. Look, that was a really great move, not only for Nevada, but for the entire country to really bring the working class. You know, we've said the Republicans are now the party of the working class. The Democrats are the elite, educated wine sippers. We become the beer drinking party of the hardworking men and women in this country.
By the way, I have that. That's a question I wanted to ask you later, but since you brought up the tips thing, I wanted to ask you, let's say Republicans take the Senate, President Trump takes the White House. Is that something you think Senate Republicans, House Republicans would back President Trump on is the no taxes on tips thing?
I'm introducing the bill. I'm on the finance committee. Finance committee has jurisdiction over taxes.
Uh-huh.
And so, Newt Gingrich advises President Trump, and President Trump, of course, and Newt and I talk frequently. And Newt said, Steve, you should introduce that bill. I said, I was planning to. So I'm introducing that bill of no taxes on tips. So we basically got a live round, as we say, ready to fire. Start talking about it now, so we're ready to go here when Trump gets elected.
So, and President Trump says everybody should sign their checks when they go to a restaurant with a vote for Trump for no taxes.
So my wife sent me a picture. They've got a little stamp now that people keep in their pockets. It says, oh, that's vote Trump. No taxes on tips, and they're stamping their receipt each time they're going out to eat or anywhere they go.
You got to make these stamps and get them out to everybody.
Make your stamps great again. It's awesome.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Yeah, that conversation with Breitbart News. Looks like they actually filmed that interview out at Steve Daines' place out there outside of Belgrade. So beautiful backdrop, of course, as well. Let's see. Jesse Waters. I played the ad earlier. Kamala versus Kamala, where she talks about how bad everything is, how bad, the price of everything is right now. And then, of course, she's on camera saying, Bidenomics is working. Huh, our policies. Bidenomics is working. Why is it not working then? I mean, in your own words, for those of you, well, let's roll it again one more time for you. And then we'll talk about the border wall after the break.
Everyday prices are too high. Food, rent, gas, back to school clothes.
That is called Bidenomics.
A loaf of bread cost 50% more today. Ground beef is up almost 50%. There's not much left at the end of the month.
Bidenomics is working.
The price of housing has gone up. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead.
And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
And remember, John Tester voted for it every step of the way.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You've got the deep state. That would be, in this case, the FBI. 51 former intel officials that knew absolutely nothing about Hunter Biden's laptop, organized by Wink and Tony Blinken, to go out and lie to all of the American people in the critical weeks before the 2020 election in what would have likely had a dramatic, profound impact on the outcome of that election. And they interfered in it because they had been pre-bunking what was a story they knew to be authentic and true. What does that say about this country? We don't have liberty. We don't have freedom of speech. We have government censorship. This is the stuff of banana republics, for crying out loud. This is not a free country.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called GoldCo the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, GoldCo is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
People are upset about high rents and home prices, but others are much more quiet about it. Because for every buyer and renter who feels the pain of digging deeper into their wallets to find the money to pay for housing, there's a seller or property owner who experiences joy in exactly the same amount. Not to mention homeowners in fast appreciating areas whose wealth has surged. This underscores the reason why the issue of housing affordability has proven to be so difficult to effectively address, and that is the local opposition to the policies that would make it happen. Even as national politicians begin paying attention and start sounding off on proposals to fix it, the trench battles over every new development in communities everywhere are just as intense as ever. Is it undemocratic to override the wishes of local residents and permit more housing to be built? Perhaps. But those who would benefit from the increases in supply that would help bring down the growth in housing costs don't get a vote because they're priced out of the market. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by
your prescription. Check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Want to give a special heads up to all our friends in the Bozeman and Livingston areas. Coming up Thursday night, I'll be the MC for the Park County Lincoln Reagan Dinner. And then, hey, why not stick around for a live show? That's right. We're going to be live from Livingston with Friday's Montana Talks. I'll be set up live at Yellowstone's Open for You. Come down, join us on the show, or just say hi.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This was a great montage. I'm assuming Jesse Waters and Fox News Primetime threw this one together. But, you know, Jesse Waters was highlighting how apparently I don't need to repeat it for you because I think he jumps right into it here.
When I wake up this morning, I open the paper and I see Kamala wants to build a border wall. Yeah. If she's elected president, Kamala Harris pledges to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the wall along the southern border, a project she once opposed and called un-American during the Trump administration. Axios is telling us that Kamala is pledging to build more border wall. But have you heard Kamala pledge that? I haven't. Her handlers are just saying she's going to build border wall, just not as much as Trump wanted. Does Kamala Harris know what the Kamala Harris campaign is saying?
This administration has decided to vilify them and to trade on them for the sake of this president's medieval vanity project called a wall. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances.
He has decided to vilify immigrants and put his whole political strength around a vanity project called a wall, which would cost taxpayers of America billions of dollars. And by the way, that wall will never get built.
That wall ain't gonna stop them.
No.
No. No.
This is what killed John Kerry. I was for the war before I was against it. Kamala was for the wall before she was against it. Can't wait for AOC to cry on Kamala's little wall. Someone should ask Nancy Pelosi if a wall is racist if a black woman builds it. Good thing Tim Walz invested in that ladder factory now that more walls are going up. Does Walz even know what his running mate's running on? Democrats think there's a sense of danger in sending him out to do big solo interviews because he might not have a full command of where Harris is on every issue. Well, that's because Harris doesn't have a full command of where she is on every issue.
Yeah, that reminds me. I should pull up because what goes right along with that, again, Kamala Harris is running the same playbook that flip-flop, flat-top, two-faced John Tester is running. John Tester, in his campaign commercials, wants you to think that he supports building that wall. But he voted against it. He's criticized it. He was on camera criticizing the border wall, saying that it wouldn't work. And just like Kamala Harris, who there you just heard her criticizing this vanity project, as she calls it, of the wall. And now they're trying to make it sound like she will support building that wall. These people are so phony, they will lie and say anything to try to get elected. That's why you can't believe a word they say, especially in their campaign commercials, the ones promoting themselves or the ones attacking their opponents. You know, you think about a border wall. We need a wall, right? And there can't be any gaps in it. And it can't be all busted up and broken up either, because then that can be exploited. You know, I think that can kind of be an analogy for teeth, if you think about it. I know there's probably some of you out there, you've been struggling for a long time. It's something you're self-conscious about. You've got, you know, just a whole bunch of gaps in that wall, shall we say, or cracked, failing, hurtful teeth. These teeth just hurt in your mouth, right? It's just painful. Or you're self-conscious because you've just got, you know, teeth that you don't feel good about. Well, what if you could build that wall? What if you could get a wall of new teeth, upper deck and lower deck? Well, you can. We've got folks that travel from all over the United States for this life-changing procedure and get these incredible dental implants, and they get them done in Montana because we've got the best folks right here. Yellowstone Family Dental's got the latest technology. They've got specialized training all in one place. They can deliver you your new set of teeth in just one day. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com. And, hey, even just go check out their facility. Really is impressive. And we know folks will travel across Montana to get good quality health care. So there you go. All right, phone lines open in the 7 o'clock hour coming up. Hey, what an incredible show we had for Tuesday's Montana Talks. She's a student athlete. She's a student journalist. And she just broke a big national story. We had Lily Meskers on Tuesday's Montana Talks talking about paid political endorsements offered up to student athletes. That was a big story. Wednesday, we'll have the phone lines open for you. Friday, I'm going to be doing a live show from Yellowstone Sporting Goods in Livingston. Hope to see you there.